Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm sitting here on the 101 freeway south on my way into the Los Angeles metropolitan area on one of our quarterly in-office days. I love downtown. I love going downtown. I used to love catching the metro downtown. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. Last night, I'm minding my own business, not really, but kind of, and I'm working, regular work day. I felt kind of sluggish in the morning. I felt like calling off, but I didn't. I powered through it, and it felt good to power through it. So I'm sitting there, shift in, had a few minutes. So I said, let me jump on the glider. So I jumped on the glider, and I was like, you know what? You ain't doing nothing. Go down there and see Chulio Desgracias. Going down Venice West, go see Chulio Desgracias. Even though you got to get up early tomorrow at 8 a.m. and go get you to the optometrist. That's where I'm going now, actually. We had a scheduled in-office day, and I'm trying to look and remember the route. I think I'm supposed to go down to 101. I got to check and see. It said take exit 3A. But because I don't have the maps on now because I'm using the recorder anyway. So I'm, you know, shipped in. I'm like, look, you ain't took a shower in about a week. You ain't brushed your teeth. You got hair all over your face. You're like, forget it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to throw on some clothes. And I'm going to go down there. I'm not going to wash. I brush my teeth. I cut the stuff off my face, so I went down there. I just jumped in the car, went down there. I said about 26 minutes to get down there, you know, because there was no traffic. So I get there. So I left at 8. Show was supposed to start at 8. I left at 8. You know, all that running around. It was $25 to get in. I didn't care because I'm really glad to contribute. Back, I bought a T-shirt, medium size, $35. True Lord is crazy. It's just to contribute. That's not a problem at all. So I get there. Tally there, you know, I think I saw Faye and Tate there, you know, Victor was there, you know, there was a few people there, you know, there was a few folks there, but it wasn't the Chulio that, you know, you expect, because this was Valentine's Day, and they were doing love songs, you know, Chulio doing love songs, so I was like, okay, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing that, and plus, I will say this too, and I can say this honestly, I was very interested and to see the song selection that Mr. Norwood Fisher was going to pick out. Me and him, for some reason, it's like we grew up in the same era or something. We have a lot of common interests other than the fishbone thing. Other than the fishbone thing, me and him have a lot of common. I see us overlapping on some stuff. So I was really interested to see what songs he was going to pick to play. And he has some extra players in there. You know, looks like they had some higher guns in there. It didn't quite look like Chulio, but it had that. It definitely had the Chulio feel, and it definitely was Chulio-ish. So, damn, I gotta check to see where am I supposed to go. It said 14 miles. This can't be right. Hold on, dang it! I knew it. Hold on. Okay, I overthought the whole process. I was doing it. I thought the route was taking me somewhere other than my regular route. This is just the regular route. Okay, so I get there, and I really wanted to see what, you know, what songs Mr. Fisher picked out, because in the past, he has picked out some very, very close and intimate and songs that were very close to my being. So I'm there. You know, I seen some people, and they started off with I'll Try by Angela Bofield. I kind of heard that one, that they were going to play that one, so I wasn't surprised. But it was good. You know, they did it. Yeah, Angela Bofield was one of them. I try to do the best I can for you, but it seems that was one of my favorites. So they started off with that. Then they played some Michael McDonald. They, you know, played some other stuff, and they was, you know, going along, and it was good. And what was good was to hear Norwood Fisher play these songs, these, you know, standard ballads in my life, you know, these songs. To hear him play with that that Norwood Fisher bass style and that kind of Julio Disgracius backing music. You know, it still is kind of Julio Disgracius-y, and it's less Disgracius-y. Julio is definitely less Disgracius-y, but the music was still Julio Disgracius-y, and it was good. So they played that, and they went along. And then he played SOS. I heard him say SOS, and I thought he meant SOS band. And then I heard somebody say Side Effect. And I was like, oh, okay. And I started getting excited. And then he had Renette sang Side Effect's SOS. I'm sending out an SOS. I mean, this album, this record, this Side Effect record, there was a time when I thought I was the only one in Youngstown who had this record. I got this record from George's Party Shop. It was a bootleg. So I go in there with my $3, $5, $6 with the ability to buy 2 8-tracks. And the only thing I have to look at is an 8-track with a label on it and black writing. That's it. Names and songs, and that's it. Not even musicians, not even year release, anything. Just, it would just say Side Effect, blah, 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 the name of the songs. Not even, just like that. So I had to sit there and choose, you know, use my feelings to, you know, see which ones was good ones and take them home and, you know, get excited, all listen to them and stuff. So Side Effect was one of the ones I picked, and it became a very big part of my life. That whole record, I Know You Can, Time Has No Ending, Always There, SOS. I Know You Can. And so when they played that, I was like, and with that Norwood bass style and Renette singing, I was like, oh, it was good. It was good. And the background vocals. And one thing about Mr. Fisher, they vamp. He'll vamp a song, sometimes too long. He'll vamp it, and it's better than Ole. Ole don't vamp shit. Ole be playing the 45 versions. But Mr. Fisher, a vamp song, we'll be there for a half hour, you know. But it was good. They just, it's in there, I don't know, and it was just good. It was good. It was just so good to hear. Because, I mean, this is music. So, and I'm in my house, mind my own business. And I keep talking about passions. My people on passion, it's been, I heard that sound, and instinctively I was drawn to that sound. And that sound was something that I felt was credible. It was worthy. It had to be something, obviously, that I didn't even think about the longevity of it. But I just knew there was something very special about this. And I was gravitated to the people. And what I was saying was that I was a genius for doing that. It may have been a genius move for me to hear that sound and realize that this was going to be something that's going to last. So this music that I've been having in my life, to have it come back to me 50 years later, I mean, 45 years later from other people that I'm associated with, to have them pick out this music that, like I said, I thought I was the only one in Youngstown, Ohio, who had that Side Effect record. I didn't even know what it looked like until years later when I saw the album cover. Because the only thing I had was texting a label. That's it. So they was getting it, they was playing it. Of course, he vamped it for a long time. And then they played A Love of Your Own. And then they played A Love of Your Own by the Average White Band. This song is sacred to me. This is my all-time favorite slow jam love song, bar none. Nothing is close to this one. This song, I've never heard it live. Well, I've actually heard Average White Band play it live. But, I mean, I was thinking, to hear this song, to hear a song that I'm so passionate about for so long played live in this setting, you know, by people that I'm acquainted with and the style that I'm acquainted with. When they start playing it, it was raggedy at first, but it was okay because I could hear it. I could hear the essence of it coming in, and I was like, oh my God. And I got so excited. I was so into it that I was totally into the music. I wasn't even thinking about, oh, this is my song. Oh, this is that. I was gravitated so to the music to pull everything out of that music, that moment, to have that moment. It just stood me up. I stood up and I was standing there like I was a linebacker, Gary, run out of the quarterback. Because it started to come in. I wanted to hear it so bad. It came in and they locked it in and you could hear the essence of it. You could hear it. And then Tate sing it. Tate Sims. Mr. Tate Sims was the one who was chosen to sing the lead on this song. Tate Sims is a bad dude. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. His capability, ability, or whatever talent is not questioned. It's not. But he will fuck up a song with lyrics. He fucked that song up. He fucked my song up. I was like, because I know the words. I know every goddamn syllable. I know every breath and everything in that song, and he messed it up, and I wanted to hear it so bad. So, and I was like, okay. You know, first verse, okay. Then they started, and then they came out to the second verse, the second chorus, whatever, where they kind of get into it, and it kind of lays in it. I love it. They kind of go for it. And he messed that up, too. And it was going, and it was leading up to it, and I wanted it so bad. Next thing I know, I'm at the front of the stage. I don't even know how I got there. And next thing I know, I'm at the front of the stage screaming at him to sing it right. I'm trying to help him sing it. You know, the words, I knew the words. And I wanted to hear it. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I go out too much. I do this too much. I'm too comfortable being out in public and hearing music. And I just do whatever I want. But I think that's what you're supposed to do. But I mean, that was my song. I mean, I was so touched and excited for that moment. I always say everything is about self. And everything, no matter what you say or how you try to justify it, everything is in relation to how you feel about your relationship with the external world. Everything comes down to your perception and your relationship and your interaction with the things around you. And for to hear my song, P-Funk's my music, A Love of Your Own is my song. In fact, you can probably go on my website, go under About Me or something, and list the favorite songs. A Love of Your Own is probably still up there. It's probably been up there for 20 years. It's probably my number one song, been up there for like 20 years. Side Effect has probably been on that list too. I think it's called Music of My Life or something. To hear those songs back to back, I mean, I was ready to tear up. I was, you know, tearing up. I could have if I wanted to. I mean, they were just getting it on SOS and then The Love of Your Own, and to hear Noah Fisher's bass, his style, that grungy kind of, you know, hitting the one and the way he hits it and where it hits it. I'm just so familiar with it. And that's, and the drums and the keys was good. But the vocals. And I ran up to him. I was like, come on, sing it. This is the way. I was trying to give him the words. You know, I was trying to mouth the words like I usually do. But everybody was like, they was all looking at me like, you know, I was trying to lead them, you know, to bring everybody back into the same chords or something. But, you know, it got so twisted that I just like, you know, because that one part at the end where they kind of, you know, they vamp and they chorus on it, and it was good. I mean, and I'm sitting here thinking about my life. I'm in this place. I'm in Venice Beach, Venice West, sitting in the club after work. This is my life. This is my life. I go there. You know, I didn't hang out. You know, I didn't go to the rehearsals. I didn't know what they were doing. In fact, I didn't want to know what they were doing. Norwood had the playlist in Spotify, so I could have went and seen what songs was going to be played. I didn't want to. I didn't want to know. But and I can almost admit, I can almost truthfully say that I kind of was not surprised. Notice I didn't say I was all that surprised when Mr. Fisher played A Love of Your Own. I wasn't surprised. I mean, this is just the way my life goes. This is the things I've come to expect in my life. My deepest passions seem to come back to reward me from unsolicited places. Maybe unsolicited. Maybe me just always talking about what I like and putting my stuff out there in the universe is enough. Maybe I am soliciting the universe to reward me with more of my passions. But when they played that last night, I was like, oh God. I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God. Anyway, I just wanted to get that out there. And this Tate just messed up the lyrics. He just completely, he had his phone. He could have Googled them. I could Google them. I was like, and he started singing, he said, and he started singing the suit in that Tate style of singing, if you know what I mean. Oh my. It was good. It was just good. And then so I just leave there and I flew home, jumped into bed because I had to get up early. Now I'm on the freeway, driving through Hollywood on my way to downtown Los Angeles to the optometrist. Get my eyes checked so I can get some glasses that when I wear them, I can see my computer screens and not have to have them all on top of my forehead. Anyway, it was good. Love of Your Own, Average White Band. I was like, and at first when they was playing it, I was so excited. I wasn't sure which song it was because they didn't say it was, right? I heard it and I wasn't sure if that was Queen of My Soul, you know, Queen of My Soul, or Soul Searching, or one of those, because they kind of sound similar in a way. But you can hear that. Ding, 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 ding. Oh my God. I mean, what else is there? What else is there, people? What else is there? My favorite song. Everything is about self. Tell that to you. Say that to you. Everything is about self. Everything is about self and how the world interacts with you and how you perceive that interaction of the world with you. This is what I expect from the world. This is how I expect my life to be and how my life has been. That things just work for me one way or the other, or I've learned how to make them work, or I've learned how to put my position to stay away from certain things or to be at certain things or to have, my mother used to say, when the foundation of your life protects or rewards you or something like that, when the foundation, your basic fundamental tenements of your life are there to protect and save you when it's needed and to help you thrive. Because my God, it was just good. It was good. Anyway, swinging on y'all two times. For the funk and for me. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, will be, or is. A totality of it all. A theory of universe. An hypothesis of all. On the one. Oh, it's the as one, on the one. It's all on the one. Oh, that's something new. See?